Dr. George Dimitri, Dana-Farber Cancer Institute.
Over the past 5 years, 51% of all FDA-approved cancer drugs have had substantial input from Dana-Farber scientists and clinical investigators. And that comes from the culture here, the very basic curiosity-driven scientists that are probing really how cancer works.
At Dana-Farber, what we do here changes lives everywhere. Find out more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
I'm Taylor Wilson, and this is 5 Things You Need to Know the weekend of February 17th, 2018. To get you started, Team USA's Nathan Chen made it interesting in Pyeongchang, but in the end, it was Japan's Yuzuru Hanyu who stole the night. Hanyu made history in Olympic figure skating and also took home the 1,000th gold medal in Winter Olympic history. Then Lindsey Vonn's return to the Olympics for the first time in 8 years did not go as planned after the superstar missed the podium in the women's Super G. After she got a bunch of hate tweets because, well, Twitter can be awful. The action for the Americans continued to disappoint Saturday morning when Team Russia clobbered the States 4-0 in men's hockey. President Trump is at Mar-a-Lago this weekend, his Florida resort about 40 miles from the Parkland School, where a gunman murdered 17 people earlier this week. On Friday, Trump met with first responders, doctors, nurses, and victims at Broward Health North Hospital, where he vowed to confront school safety problems.
Very sad. Something like that could happen. But the job the doctors did, the nurses, the hospital, first responders, law enforcement, really incredible.
But the president made no mention of gun violence or any new measure to restrict access to firearms. Also on Friday, the FBI publicly admitted that it received information about the school shooting suspect, 19-year-old Nicholas Cruz, that was not forwarded for investigation. That prompted a wave of outrage from Florida officials, including Governor Rick Scott, who called on FBI Director Christopher Wray to resign. Next up, some of basketball's biggest stars will be in Los Angeles this weekend for the NBA's All-Star break. The festivities kicked off Friday night when Donovan Mitchell, Joel Embiid, and Ben Simmons battled it out in the annual Rising Stars Showcase. Saturday night will follow that up with the annual three-point and dunk contest before Sunday's All-Star game between Team LeBron and Team Curry, teams assembled by each team captain through a draft. The winning team will receive increased payouts, but it remains to be seen whether that'll encourage anyone to play defense. Tip-off is set for 8 p.m. Eastern time on TNT. SpaceX will take its first steps this week toward launching its broadband internet service. The aerospace company will launch its first satellite Sunday from Vandenberg Air Force Base in California as part of its plans to create its own satellite-based broadband internet service across the U.S. Earlier this week, the company took another step forward when Ajit Pai started circulating a proposal recommending approval of the company's application for a satellite-delivered internet service. And last up, President's Day means a long weekend for many students and workers across the country, and sales for lots of shoppers. Retailers like Amazon, Walmart, and Target have plenty of discounts to choose from, including some sales up to 70% off. The majority of sales tend to be on furniture, mattresses, appliances, and other home goods, but you can also find some steals on electronics and fashion. You can catch new episodes of 5 Things each weekday morning and on Saturdays on Apple Podcasts and wherever else you get your podcasts, including the Google Home and Amazon Echo. Subscribe for free and please leave us a rating and review. 5 Things is part of the USA Today podcast network.
Dr. George Dimitri, medical oncologist, Dana-Farber Cancer Institute.
Over the past 5 years, 51% of all FDA-approved cancer drugs have had substantial input from Dana-Farber scientists and clinical investigators. And that comes from the culture here, the very basic curiosity-driven scientists that are probing really how cancer works, and then the expert clinicians that interact with patients and families every day. It's not easy to have input at a substantive level to new drugs that are safe and effective at treating cancer. So our whole mantra has always been to try to minimize risks to patients and yet try to maximize the opportunity of finding how effective a new treatment could be. And that means understanding cancer really, really deeply.
At Dana-Farber, what we do here changes lives everywhere. Find out more at danafarber.org/everywhere.